Those in Our Sanitariums. St. Helena, California, September 10th, 1910. To those in our sanitariums. I have decided words to speak to all who shall act a part in bearing responsibilities in our sanitariums. We are intensely desirous that all connected with our sanitariums shall give evidence that they are men and women who believe in Christ as the world's Redeemer. They are to show that they are laborers together with the Savior, seeking to save the souls of those who are not truly converted, and working to save their own souls by striving to exert a correct example. Do not gather to your working forces men who, if they are tempted, give way to their feelings. Men who will not understand that if they are influenced by wrong principles, they will be sure to sow seeds of distrust in other minds. Christ came to our world to set his followers an example of perfection of character, that in his strength they might become Christ-like, building for time and for eternity. I am bidden to give all our workers, men and women, a most solemn charge. If you are not truly converted, God cannot use you. In word, in spirit, and in all your works, you are to bear testimony to the truth, making straight paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way by your walking in strange paths. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on thy journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. 3 John 2-8. Read slowly the whole of the first chapter of 2 Peter, and grasp by faith the precious truths given for our encouragement.